The Yukon's Carpenters Union Local is giving carpenters a chance to upgrade their qualifications. It's offering those who never completed an apprenticeship an opportunity to complete the Interprovincial Red Seal in carpentry. Jeff Slojczyk is in the studio. He's an organizer for the Union Local. With him is one of the carpenters hoping to get the Red Seal, Bill Johnson. Hello, guys.
Hey, Leonard.
Good afternoon.
Okay, for some reason I can't hear both of you, but we'll get that sorted. That's better, I think, Jeff.
Hey, Leonard, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Great, you're there. So what is an Interprovincial Red Seal, Jeff?
Well, this is essentially what you get once you take four levels of apprenticeship and you have the combination of hours and theory, the books. However, there's a lot of carpenters working in the union, or in the Yukon, rather, who've been working in the trade for say years, 10 years, 20 years, and as long as they have over 10,000 hours and they can prove 10,000 hours in the trade, they can actually go back and challenge the Interprovincial Red Seal. And what that is essentially the certification that will allow you, I think, the most value for to the employer in terms of having apprentices under you. It's a bit of a feather in your cap to be able to offer the fact that you are a Red Seal carpenter. You get paid a little bit more, and the idea is that you have a broad reach of knowledge across all the disciplines of carpentry.
How do you prove to someone that you've done 10,000 hours?
Oh, Bill, how are you going to do it?
Well, the easiest way is with tax records, quite frankly. You just show that you've been employed and how long you've been employed, and your hours are down on your T4s, et cetera, like that. And when they're submitted to the apprenticeship board, they either decide that, okay, that's good enough, or it's not good enough. And if you are self-employed, with further proof, they'll also take an affidavit.
So, Bill, you're going for your Red Seal. What difference will it make to you?
Well, it makes a couple of different differences. One, for a long time, it didn't really matter. People just wanted to know what you could do. Nowadays, with the increased emphasis on training and on certification, people want a journeyperson. And some people get turned down for jobs if they can't show that they're a journeyperson. The thing that the interprovincial ticket does is it also allows you to go into other jurisdictions with that certification if you need to move to find work.
Okay. So a couple advantages. But someone who's done 10,000 hours work and is being paid for it, I mean, is it that much of an advantage, Jeff?
Well,
okay, Bill, go ahead.
Right now, if you're working as a journeyperson but uncertified, you're making, even on a union job, $2 to $4 an hour less than you would be as a journeyperson. That adds up pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an immediate bump on pay in a lot of our big jobs. The jobs in Kitimat, the jobs in Fort McMurray, there's actually a level for an unticketed journeyperson that is lower than a Red Seal journeyperson. So, and I guess the other thing is, when it comes to apprenticeship in the Yukon, an apprentice working under a Red Seal carpenter is able to get the full credit of their hours, whereas if you're working under an unticketed carpenter, you're only getting credited for half of them. So, I mean, it's really a value to the employer. It's also a value to the apprentice and, you know, a value to the journeyperson himself, him or herself. So, I mean, this is really an opportunity for guys who maybe never had that chance or gals who never had that chance. In the Yukon, we see this all the time, right? Your grandfather was a carpenter, your father was a carpenter, and, you know, generally you're going to want to be a carpenter, and now there's a lot more women in the trade now. But you may have learned under those folks, but maybe there wasn't an apprenticeship system in the Yukon at the time. And we see this all the time, especially in families in the communities, where, you know, these are great carpenters. They're very highly skilled, but they never had an opportunity to get that Red Seal. So this is really a chance to go back and get it again.
Mm-hmm. Bill, how long have you been doing your trade?
Well, off and on quite a bit back to the 80s, but steady since 2002.
Okay. And do you think you'll pick up new skills as a result of this new training?
There are definitely gaps. Like, basically, all of my experience has been whatever I was required to know for that particular job. So this will fill in some of the gaps that were left by that. The stuff that you need to, you know, some of the math, some of the formulas for that. And I see a lot of value in that.
Great. And Jeff, how much of a time commitment are we talking here for, your busy carpenters out there.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. Well, we did want to do it in the spring before things really got going, when the ground's ready for us to start new projects. But essentially, if a carpenter is working now, we'll work around that. So we're bringing up this instructor from Integrated Carpentry Tutorials. That's the company. And he's going to run classes Friday evenings and Saturday days, and then do additional tutorials for folks who need extra help in math. Or maybe extra help with any of the particular modules, like roof and stair math, for example, or blueprints, or foundations, formwork sort of stuff. So he can do that in the evenings when a person is off work. So we hope to work both for the folks who are laid off right now, as well as folks who are working in the trade, and be able to offer the flexibility that they can take this when they need to. So it all depends, and the cost of it is all going to depend on how many folks we get. So hopefully any carpenters listening are going to get in touch with you by this Friday.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is there's a lot of these people are living in small communities throughout the Yukon. How do they get involved with something like this? Do they have to come to Whitehorse?
Well, what you can also do a self-study on this. So what we're doing with a couple folks from Carcross, for example, are going to be taking it is, yeah, they may sneak into town Friday night, stay over, do the course Saturday, but they're also able to take the books home with them and do a little self-study. And the instructor, we're going to give him a vehicle to make sure that he can go around and do whatever tutoring needs to be done. So it may be more difficult for somebody in Old Crow. You're definitely right. But I think, CarMax, even down to Watson, you know, we can make it work. So we're really hoping to target it at the communities. We did go to visit the Council of Yukon First Nations, and they're very supportive of this. They understand that a lot of their folks are working in the trade without maybe that certification, because they never had the opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to get out there and make sure that everybody possible has the opportunity to challenge their Red Seal.
And I know a lot of them advertise on the social media, and I always see those advertisements for carpenters needed. Mm-hmm. And many of them, I think, there are a lot of, as you say, a lot of great carpenters out there. They may not have the certification that you're talking about here, but it's difficult to get in here as well. Bill, do you have any words of encouragement?
Well, I guess the most encouraging thing I have to say about what we were just talking about there is, if we get enough interest, we'll definitely look at having this course again. And we've just been canvassing the communities and locally just a couple of weeks now, and definitely people are interested. I'm sure that we'll be able to run another one next fall when things slow down again.
Okay.
And we'll work whatever we have to do to get people in and get them certified.
Jeff, how do people sign up then?
Well, right now I'm just asking folks to come down to the Union Hall at 106 Strickland Street, or give me a call at 667-2708. And just to give me their expression of interest, there's a small registration fee of $150 to start it off. But just so that folks aren't just coming in and saying they're going to take it, then don't show up.
Right.
Or you can email me at jeff@yukoncarpenters.ca. And we only have a few spots left. The interest is definitely there. So if folks listening think that they can get something out of this opportunity, please get in touch right away.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for dropping by, guys.
Thank you, Leonard.
Yeah, thanks.